it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hello, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. Let me start with something simple and maybe a little uncomfortable. If you look at where you are right now in your music life, your opportunities, your progress, your momentum, a lot of it can be traced back to one thing: relationships. Not gear, not followers, not even raw talent. People. I've seen this play out over and over again in my career and in the careers of people I've worked with. Two artists can have similar ability, similar drive, similar opportunities, but the one who builds the right relationships moves. Now, before we go running out trying to network, we've got to back up, because the strongest relationships in your music life don't start with other people. They start with you. Your identity. If you don't have a sense of who you are musically, what you bring, what you value, what drives you, you'll end up connecting randomly. And random connections create random results. There's a concept in music career development that doesn't get talked about enough: your community value. What do you actually bring to the table? Why should someone want to work with you, promote you, collaborate with you? Not in an ego way, in a real way. Because when you understand that, your relationships stop being about asking and start being about alignment. There's a line from the book Tribe of Millionaires called The Connection Effect that hits this perfectly. Your life will be measured by the quality of your relationships. Think about it. Not your streams, not your chart positions, not your gear collection. The quality of your relationships. In the music industry, that shows up everywhere. Relationships unlock opportunities, create collaborations, and provide support when things get tough, which, if you've been in music for more than 5 minutes, you know happens. There's even a phrase floating around in industry circles that relationships are the lifeblood of the music industry. Once you see that, you start moving differently. There was a shift for me at one point where I realized I had been thinking about relationships the wrong way. I was thinking, what can this lead to? And that's not unusual. A lot of people approach the industry that way. But the energy of that question, people feel it. It creates tension and distance. When I flipped that and started asking, how can I contribute here? Everything changed. Conversations opened up. Trust built faster, and opportunities showed up in ways I didn't expect. Because now I wasn't trying to get something, I was showing up with something. When I created my first solo album, 15 Minutes, I had a strong vision of all aspects of the project. Consequently, I eventually attracted the right people at the right time. from an executive producer to financial backers to studio musicians to recording and mastering engineers. I had a clear vision of how it would be promoted, and suddenly I was introduced to a publicist who helped me realize that vision. Because I had something to offer all of these skilled professionals, a financially backed opportunity that allowed them to use their genius, the album that we created came into the world as a well-supported venture that took on a life of its own after its release. It found airplay and positive reviews, as well as over 100 song placements in television shows aired on 6 continents, all from the perfect mix of the right relationships. Now, let's talk about something really important. Not all relationships are equal. In Arlette Havinga's book, How to Build Relationships in the Music Industry, she quotes European festival director Badgen Benegar, who offers a term I love, professional soulmates. People who believe in you, people you trust, people you actually enjoy being around. Because here's the reality, if you're in this for real, you're going to spend a lot of time with the people you work with. Tours, late nights, long drives, creative disagreements. So you might literally be stuck in a van with them for 6 weeks. And yes, you're going to learn about each other in that environment. So the question becomes, do I actually connect with this person? Not just professionally, but as a human being. Gene Allewang, whom I referenced in episode 8, talks about the power of deep connection and how real breakthroughs happen when people are genuinely invested in each other. Not transactional, relational. And Richard Reed, co-founder of Innocent Drinks, puts it plainly. We are the summation of our relationships. That's big because it means the people you surround yourself with are shaping your thinking, your standards, and your direction. So choosing those people is one of the most important decisions you'll make. Now here's the part that doesn't always get talked about. Some relationships aren't meant to last. In the music industry, you'll run into people who don't align with you. Maybe it's values, maybe it's ethics, maybe it's just energy. Staying in those situations because you think you should can cost you more than you realize. There comes a point where you recognize this isn't serving me anymore, and you step away. That's not failure. That's clarity. And when you make that space, better people show up. This is a lesson I've danced with throughout my music career, whether with music associates, with venues that didn't last, or recording projects that didn't flow the way I wanted, because the relationships weren't right. The lyrics to the title track of my album, Stripped Away, share the acceptance of this lesson about any relationships that aren't aligned. It's okay. Nothing lasts forever. It's okay. Relationships can sever. It's okay. Better now than never. It's okay. Stripped away. Severing relationships can be painful, but it's often necessary and beneficial for both parties. This brings me back to another quote I love from Tribe of Millionaires called The Purpose Effect. The right people reveal your richest source of power. Clearing out the wrong relationships makes room for the right relationships to blossom and reveal their power. So, if we zoom out, here's what this looks like. You understand who you are. You understand what you bring. You connect from a place of contribution. You invest in the right people. And you let go of what doesn't fit. That's how you build real power in this industry. Not by collecting contacts, but by building relationships. If you take one thing from this episode, let it be this. The right people will expand your world. They'll open doors you didn't know existed, challenge you to grow, support you when things get hard, and sometimes simply remind you why you started. So take a look at your circle. Who's in it? Who's missing? Who's aligned? Who's not? And what kind of relationships are you actually building? Because in the end, this isn't just about music. It's about people. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.